Now in verse 25, he says, "See that ye refuse not him that speaketh." And since he is so wonderful, and since his words are very important, it pays you to pay attention to him. It'll be very profitable to you. For he goes on to say, "For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven." Now, if you want to see what happened to a people under the law, look at the nation Israel even today. Are they living in peace today? They are not. And their story has been really a sad story, really for 1900 years. And why? Well, they refused to hear him, to hear Jesus. They also had refused to hear the law, and it was because of that that God has judged them. And therefore, it's a pretty serious business not to listen to this warning. Because you remember the Lord Jesus says, "If any man willeth to do his will, he shall know." If you'll do his will, you'll find out whether it's true or not, my friend. But if you refuse, how are you going to escape, as he said before, if you neglect so great a salvation? Now, he says, verse 26, "Whose voice then shook the earth? But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven." And you remember at the giving of the law, there was an earthquake. The mountain rent. At the crucifixion of Christ, there was an earthquake. And God says that the day is coming when he's going to shake everything. When I see these big tall buildings in downtown Los Angeles, I look at them and I say, I want to get a good look today because you may not be there tomorrow. God says he's going to shake this whole earth and heaven itself. You know why he's going to do that? Let all of his created universe know there are some things that are unshakable. And one of those is a living faith in Jesus Christ. He's the rock that we rest upon, and he cannot be shaken. You want a secure place today? That's the place to go. That's the air raid shelter today that's safe. They want to make this world, they say today, safe. No man can make this world safe, or no United Nations can make it safe. It's not even safe to walk on the street I live on. I don't know about your street, but I have a notion it's very much the same way. He's going to make it safe someday. And in order to do that, he's going to shake everything. Now, he says, verse 27, "And this word, yet once more, signifying the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain." In other words, we better be very careful where we build our house today. On sinking sand, or are we building it upon the rock, which is Christ? Because God's going to shake everything. And he's going to reveal that which is false and phony. And there's a lot of that. Verse 28, "Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." Now, you and I are moving toward a heavenly kingdom. And as we move toward a heavenly kingdom, why, we need to recognize that we down here should serve God. But how are we to serve him? Well, we're to serve him acceptably. Yes, but how can we serve him acceptably? With reverence and godly fear. My friend, Christianity is not playing church. It's not assuming a pious attitude. It's a living, vital, real relationship to Jesus Christ that affects your life, that transforms your life and anchors you in the Word of God. Now he says, verse 29, "For our God is a consuming fire." And you can take that or leave it, but that just happens to be in the Word of God. This is a solemn reminder. It means that grace is available for you to serve God, but don't trifle with God, my friend. Don't think you can play fast and loose with God and get by with it. I remember when I first came here to Pasadena in 1940 as a pastor. I was asked by a lady to go see her husband. And they were a lovely couple, actually. But the husband was sick in bed at home. In fact, never got out of that bed. He died. And I went in and presented the gospel to him, and he heard me courteously. And he said this to me. He said, "Dr. McGee, I would like to tell you right now that I accept Christ as my Savior. And I will do that." But he says, "I have done it so much. I have trifled and played with God down through the years that I don't even know myself when I'm sincere and when I'm not." My friend, don't trifle with God. The day may come when you won't even know where you stand with Him at all. I tell you, our God is a consuming fire, but He's a gracious, glorious, wonderful Savior.